Hi, I'm Enriquette Berg, and this is the SMART Social Skills course. Welcome to week 8 of the course. The topic for this week is the power of kindness and acceptance. We have now reached the 8th week of the course, and this week we will take a look at two of the most important things to form great and thriving relationships of any kind. But why are kindness and acceptance so important? Well, they are building blocks of great relationships. You need them. We all need them to feel good in our lives. They solve and prevent a lot of things. As Albert Schweitzer once said, constant kindness can accomplish much. As the sun makes ice melt, kindness causes misunderstanding, mistrust, and hostility to evaporate. You get what you give. As mentioned before, in the long run, you tend to be treated by people as you treat them. Kindness and acceptance will be met by the same. Hostility, aloofness, and anger will be met by the same. So be smart and give what you want to receive. And because you tend to treat and think of yourself as you do to other people, what does that mean? Well, it might sound a bit counterintuitive, but I've found that the better I treat and think of other people, the more likely I am to think of and treat myself the same way. By, for example, judging other people less and instead trying to be understanding, you tend to judge yourself less too and treat yourself with more compassion. So what are a few practical habits of kindness and acceptance that you can add to or strengthen in your life? Well, let's take a look at that. The first thing is to be kind and to raise other people's self-esteem. One of the best and kindest things you can do for another person is to raise her or his self-esteem. To help her see the wonderful parts of her and to appreciate all the good stuff she does. Such kindness is not always very common, but you can help spreading it in your world and to get more of it back too. One practical way to help raise someone's self-esteem is to give genuine compliments. A compliment is a truly wonderful thing. It can make someone's day. But even more than that, it can be the starting point of something better for that person. A change in how she sees herself, or the little push she needed to dare go for her dream, or just a helpful goal this year. You never know what a compliment can mean to someone, but I'm sure you have received a compliment in your life that meant more than the person who gave it could imagine. So how do you give a good compliment? Here are two guidelines. First, make it a genuine compliment. Otherwise, you are just trying to take something from the one you're complimenting, and that will not work so well. Your insincerity will often shine through. A compliment delivered with positive words, but with a body language and voice tonality that aren't saying the same thing may often not go over so well. And the rule is that you get what you give, and that rule still applies. What you feel when you deliver the compliment will come through, so make sure there is a genuine feeling behind the words. The second guideline is this. Compliment on something the other person feels is important to him or her. It may be, at least in some cases, a good practice to not compliment on something that he or she has been complimented on 1,000 times before. Looks and other more superficial stuff are examples of such things. A compliment that is kind of expected will not be as powerful, and even though your compliment is genuine, it may just be lumped together with all those other similar and not so genuine compliments that the person has received. So instead, observe what makes this person tick. What are his or her passions, qualities, interests, and proudest achievements? What can you genuinely appreciate about those things? What do you think people rarely compliment him or her on, but should? Make a compliment on one of those things. And keep forward in mind to find the things that is most important to that person. Another tip is to compliment on behavior rather than looks or on possessions, for example, because people tend to be proud of such things and often not get many compliments about them. You may, for example, choose to compliment your friend on her great taste in old soul music, or on how kind and attentive your brother is as a father, or on how your co-worker always has a few minutes to listen to your worries and help you practically. Or you can compliment on how your employee so often has creative ideas to help the company or is an invaluable help to keep the company running smoothly. The second thing you can do to be kind to other people is to help out, encourage, and just be there. American industrialist Charles Schwab said this a long time ago. I consider my ability to rouse enthusiasm among men the greatest asset I possess. The way to develop the best what that is in man is by appreciation and encouragement. And that is not only a very, very valuable mindset if you are a leader or the boss somewhere. Appreciating and encouraging is so much more helpful and self-esteem boosting for the people in your life compared to spending most of your time with being critical of your friend, partner, family member or co-worker. Instead, as best you can, give value. As already mentioned, give genuine and appreciative compliments. Or listen for a few minutes and just let someone vent. If he or she asks for your opinion, give it. And maybe the two of you can find a good solution to their negative situation. Or you can encourage or give a short pep talk when his or her spirits and motivation are low. You'll be creating a better relationship between the two of you. And, as mentioned at the beginning of this week's guide, there is something in it for you too. Your self-esteem will go up, and as you treat and think of others in a more enthusiastic, encouraging, and supportive way, you will do the same to yourself, too, in daily life. Here's another thing you can do to be more understanding and compassionate in your life, and that is to replace the judgmental habit with compassion and understanding. You can tap into being more accepting of people instead of judging them or seeing them as very different from you, but focusing on understanding them. And by being more understanding towards others, you not only stand to gain better relationships of new and old kinds, but also it becomes more natural and easier to behave that way towards yourself too. So focus on being understanding towards others. The following questions help me to keep an understanding frame of mind or to switch to it when I get caught up in a judgmental headspace. I recommend asking yourself these questions when you feel negatively towards someone in a situation. The questions are, what needs is this person trying to meet? What pain or other feeling are influencing his or her behavior? What part of this person can I see in myself? How is he or she like me? Everything you do is based on trying to meet a need, and that is the case for everyone else too. So instead of judging them or becoming angry, take a few breaths to calm down. Then ask yourself those questions to find more understanding and compassion in this situation. And you'll sometimes understand that what they said or did may not have much to do with you, but is something they said or did because they are in pain or in a bad mood. A follow-up question that you can ask yourself when something is turning into an argument or a fight is this one. How would I think and feel if I were in his or her shoes? Putting yourself in the other person's shoes has often helped me to gain a more level-headed mood and better perspective to solve a situation practically or to let it go, instead of building a molehill into Mount Everest in my mind. Now, here are the action steps for this week. Day 1. Give 3 genuine compliments to the people in your life by following the steps in this guide. Continue giving genuine compliments as you wish during the rest of the week. Day 2. Use the worksheet and figure out one situation where you can use the understanding questions to find a new perspective on an ongoing conflict in your life or on one from the past that has been eating away at you. The rest of the week, keep the questions for understanding in your mind. Use them whenever you feel the need to judge someone in your life or when a conflict or an argument seems to be starting. If possible, turn the situation into something more positive by being encouraging, by practically helping out, or by just listening to the person. Day 7. How did your week go? Use the worksheet to find clarity.